the City of Angels is black and gold. You are listening to the Heart of LAFC podcast. And now, Joseph Zacher.
Greetings, Los Angeles. Welcome to episode 342 of the Heart of LAFC podcast. For this one, we're going to call it adversity. I'm like, why are we talking adversity? Because let's look at it. We're not getting the wins that we need to get. It's been a struggle, and now we got some injuries to deal with. Yes, there's good news we're going to talk about today as well. But, yeah, we're going to be real about it. So we're calling this one adversity. Of course, we have the full crew on. Even Bam driving from a distance, trying to get home. He'll be on as well. Tony's getting the messages out there, getting ready to go, handling social media for us as well. At the same time, he's coming on air, doing his thing. Araceli's on here, too, for the full measure. So that's going to be fun. Araceli, how are you doing tonight?
I'm actually doing very well. I took a nap earlier, so I feel well rested at least. But other than that, I'm doing good. Honestly, it's just been a very easygoing week.
There we go. With some happy news, right? Right? Kind of, sort of.
Kind of.
We'll cover it in a bit. We'll definitely cover it in a bit. Of course, there's Tony ready to go for this weekend's game. Tony, how are you doing?
Doing a lot better. Exhausted from the game, stressful from the game. It was a hard-fought game, a disappointing game. We left points on the table, didn't leave points on the table. I don't even know where we stand at this moment.
It was definitely a soap opera type of game. Lots of controversy, a ref that was in over his head yet again. Spectacular goals, not so spectacular goals. Yeah, the game was all over the place. As promised, I mean, let's be honest. We know Red Bull has been solid this year, and defensively have been really solid. To get the amount of goals they allowed against us is kind of a rarity. So, it came out to be a good heavyweight fight. Fit the bill. It wasn't the result we wanted, but it kind of was the result we needed in a way, knowing how many players were not doing so hot. The situation, Hannah coming back in injury time, kind of was that. We'll get into that further. Of course, there is big news of the day. We need to talk about that as well. That's happened this week. I think, of course, the first thing we want to talk about, the happy thing. This is the happy thing, of course, is Olivier Giroud is now, of course, according to Fabrizio Romano, official. He signed a deal. It's done. He's on his way. Should be here after the Euros. So basically, he's going to finish up with AC Milan. Then he's going to represent France at the Euros, probably get a little bit of rest, and then come into us all fresh and ready to go to possibly play in League's Cup and get us ready for a big run to the final. We all hope and pray. That's the plan right now. We'll see how things play out again. There's a lot of games he has to play before he gets here. We got to hope that things go well and that he's in form and ready and in shape. And, you know, he is in shape. We know this, but you know how it is. It's a lot of time and a lot of games in between, so things have to go very right for all of it to work out. That being said, if it all does work out, we get a top-level number 9 for about $3.2 million a year. He'll be here for the rest of this season and next season as well, which is nice. He fits the mold for what we've been missing in all these games. Let's be honest, if we had a proper 9 that could finish, we'd be getting wins instead of ties at this point. So, yes, he fits us perfectly. Communication-wise, he'll be fine with Denny. He'll be fine with Hugo. Yeah, and of course, he's a superstar. So that doesn't hurt either, especially at the gate, especially on TV, especially with all the attention going around in this league. Star power doesn't hurt. It never does. I know concerns are about 37-year-old player coming to the team, but let's be honest, he's still producing in Europe. He's still featuring for France. He's still very relevant. Not like a player fading out. He's actually, his numbers have rebounded in the past few years, so it's been looking good. I throw this over to you, Tony. What are your thoughts about Olivier Giroud coming to LAFC officially? We're not so official, you know.
Official, unofficial. Again, like I said before, he was the one I wanted to come. He was the 9 that I was hoping we got when that contract was available. And if he didn't stay in Europe, then if he was coming to the MLS, I hope we got them. Because again, an underrated number 9, 100%. Like, in the generation. He is one that's not there. He's won a lot of things and knows how to put the ball in the net, you know, and can distribute when he can a little bit. But again, we don't need him to run up and down the field quickly. We just, you know, need him to be there at the spot, be physical, and that's what he does.
Yeah, we've never had a big physical presence in the box, right? This is not something that we've been really great at. I mean, when Bale was here, he had his moments, but that we know that wasn't his role. This is a new type of striker, a new feel for what we're going to be doing on our side. A dynamic player. He will sell it, definitely. He'll put the work in. There's no question about his work rate. Will it change us a little bit up top in the way we approach things defensively? Yes, of course it will, but still, we needed somebody deadly. We're getting one. That's how it's got to be. The nice part is we get him right before we make a run, so he'll be figuring things out and probably hitting his peak with us right about the time the season pushes into playoffs. So, yeah, Ringer, just a little bit, just a little bit. Araceli, I know you've seen a lot of star power coming in on the league. I guess he's 37. I get that. What are your thoughts league-wide or even with LAFC that getting a player of this caliber?
I think getting a player like Giroud is a very exciting moment for LAFC because I know I've definitely mentioned it in past episodes that, you know, I am a Chelsea fan. I've watched him play before, well, not in person, but now to have that chance, it's just unbelievable in a sense. And I agree with everything that you guys are saying that the way he's going to change the dynamic on the field, it's going to be exciting to watch. Obviously, still a little optimistic in some ways, but he is the player that LAFC has been needing. So hopefully he does come in at the right moment and he's able to pick this team right back up because these past results, they haven't been favorable, let's be honest. So to have that type of player on the squad, it's going to be huge for LAFC, let alone the league itself, because we've already seen all these top players come in throughout the league, and it just adds to that.
Yeah, I mean, there's been young talent coming in the league, and yes, a couple of older stars, but the biggest infusion of talent has been from the not-so-big names, right? We've seen this with Columbus getting their cup. It's not the big, big names getting them where they need to go, or Philadelphia, right? There are a few with marquee names. But the latest trends have been the other way, right? The other look. So for us, of course, going this way, it did help us having the stars we had when we won MLS Cup. So it did work for us. But yes, the good mix is what we need. And it looks like that's the direction we're going, which is nice to have a mix of young talent and older veteran. So not so bad. Bam, can you hear us over there? Now you're commuting home.
Can hear you loud and clear.
All right. How is it resonating with you having Olivier Giroud getting Romano'd, let's say that, coming this way? Do you get the vibes this is going to be turning heads around the world?
Oh, definitely. But also look at it as not only what he'll do on the field, but what he'll do off the field. We have some young, good kids coming through that need that number nine, that experience number nine to help coach them and all that kind of stuff. Like how with Chiellini. Yes, he was an older player. Yes, he featured quite a bit. But during training, all the wealth of knowledge that he would pass on to the younger ones, you saw them improve greatly when he was here. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he does with our younger number nines as well as what he'll do on the pitch.
Exactly. And then, of course, you talk about that added exposure. It's also going to help the young players actually get eyes on them. By having a player like this, people are going to be watching around the world, and it includes other clubs to see what we're up to. Young players that look good around him, well, that gives them better opportunities too. And so that will also be a nice way because, again, this is business, right? We sell players, we buy players. Exposure can only help, especially with all the young talent that's now showing up. Just think of Martinez when he's fully fit. Mixing with this guy, that could be some fireworks, honestly. So it's going to be good. It should be a fun show. We just got to get there and be competitive by the time he shows up. And of course, there will be one other designated player on the way. We don't know who that is. There hasn't even been murmurs of what that could be. We just know that the money's right. We've got the cap space. We've got the DP slot. There's going to be more movement to support this side and get it even stronger. We just don't know where that's going to be. I know that number 10 is what everyone wants to talk about. Could be a center back the way things are looking. But we'll see. We'll see. Speaking of center backs, of course, the other breaking news, the biggest news, is we do have a bit of an injury bug. Okay, I know that one hurts. Of course, Aaron Long sacrificed himself to prevent a goal against Red Bull and took a really bad knock, which means, of course, he'll be missing this week. Hopefully not too long. There's rumors it's going to be June by the time we see him. Also, Murillo is listed as injured and not a day-to-day situation. Looks like it's more long-term as well. So we might be without our current starting center backs for a little while. Of course, thank goodness Chanot came to town, right? That was perfect timing when it comes to signings. And of course, Eddie Segura, who, yeah, he had a rough one, right? But we all know how Eddie is, and we know what he's capable of. Let's hope that if that's our pairing, they get it right soon and figure things out quickly. I still have confidence in Eddie Segura after all these injuries and all that. The game's still here, right? He just needs time on ball. He needs moments. He needs the exposure to get back to what he wants to be. Having an MLS Cup veteran like Chanot next to him, I'm feeling okay. I'm just wondering if we're going to be adding anything else to this mix. Because, yeah, those injuries are tough. So that is the other breaking news that we were hearing about, is that, yeah, our lineup's going to be a little funky going into the next few matches. Yes, Tony, I see you raising your hand. Do you want to add in on that? Nope, he's shaking it now. Are you worried? I'll throw that to you. Are you worried with these latest spate of injuries? Oh, yeah, Martinez is hurt too, guys, but we didn't go too crazy with that.
Yeah, he's young. He'll recover quicker than most of the other ones. I am concerned just because it's big bodies, in other words. And you saw what the Red Bulls could do because they're big. And before, we used to do, you know, small defenders and barely make it out alive. But when we got Murillo, when we have Long, we have a bigger body to, and Chiellini, we had bigger bodies to defend those players and like push them around and not get pushed around and we be one being pushed. Now it's like, all right, well, here we go. Let's see how this goes. And we're going to have to be more, I guess, zone marking is the best way to say it. But I don't know how long that will last.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a challenge. It will be. Of course, there is Ilya that could play center back, but I could probably trust and ask Araceli at this point. Not the greatest thing to play Ilya at center back, right?
I wouldn't recommend to put him at center back, but if the situation calls for it, then it calls for it, unfortunately. Because it's easy to sit here and say that we're not new to this with injuries and seeing that these type of players, you know, miss playing time. But given the current schedule and how things have been going, it is a little concerning. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, any type of injury, it's always going to be not top priority, but a really focused on of how can we fill that spot or how can we support that missing spot. But I don't know. I'm very curious to see what Chirundolo does, because he's infamous for not changing the lineup. We already know that.
True. Now, do we have anybody at LAFC2 that looks possible as a step-up player that would get probably dressed because of this situation?
I'm trying to think if there's anyone other than kind of the obvious candidates, but
I mean, even
let me take a look at that roster time, and I'll get back to you on it.
yeah, it's tough. I mean, it is tough. The guys are gonna have to work it out, that's for sure. All right, outside of that, let's talk about the actual game where the injury did occur along and much more, of course, and the return of Danny Bwanga scoring clutch goals. Yeah, that's nice too. Let's get to it. So basically, we had the Red Bulls come to town. You know what they're all about. We told you what they were all about, and guess what? No shock. The lineup was exactly what we thought it would be outside of the center back not being available. That's where you get the two Nilises going next to each other. So there's the big shock right there. Other than that, lineup was pretty similar. Same goalkeeper, right? Cornell. We had Illy and Tolkien in the back as well. Edelman, Amaya as your defensive midfielders. Carmona, Forsberg, outside attacking midfielders. Boy, Forsberg was all over the place in this game. And then Morgan and Venezier, yeah, they're top dogs up top. No shock there. Now, are they dynamic? And do they move around outside of that 4-4-2? They definitely do. There is more of a pragmatic vibe to that team, too. Now, our team, again, some changes, not that we all expected. Kind of some predicted, but basically there was some differences. Lloris, of course, was in goal. Long and Chenault were the starters because all of a sudden now we found out that Murillo was on the mend. Palencia and Hollingshead, we went with veteran presence on the back line. Midfield was Tillman, Sanchez, and this time Bogus, because we had a suspension to deal with at Eduard Tuesta. I know, right? He'll be back. He'll be back. So the midfield was a little bit different. Up top, of course, you had both Lovera, Bawanga on your wings, and this difference was Kamara being up top this time. That was the shift, and of course, looking at the lineup, it was experience that we went for. See the names on there? That's what it looked like. It's basically what guys are going to keep their head best for as long as they possibly can. But of course, things didn't last very long before changes had to occur. And that's where I bring in Tony to give us the highs and the very lows and then the late highs, because it was pretty entertaining at the end of the day.
Very entertaining. Let's just get into it. In the 8th minute. I don't even know where to start. It's own goal by Eddie Segura. The reason Eddie wasn't starting, but the reason Eddie was on is because Long prevented a goal, slid, and then banged his shin against the post and, you know, raised his hand, and then he was out for the day. So that's where the injury for Long started, was in the 8th minute, and then off that corner kick because of the save from Long. Eddie kind of not being fully fit, not knowing where his legs are at, kind of jumped.
Kind of turtled a bit too.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if you could see me, I did what he did. He like turtled in and had a nice header into the goal, but into the wrong goal. And we were down super early, down 1-0. I didn't even notice we scored. I think I just got into the zone, and until I told you, didn't I not tell you? I'd have to like, they scored? I was like, what the hell? I didn't even notice. And that's how, like, I was just, what the hell just happened kind of moment. And then the whole first of the half, it was just us trying to catch our foot and trying to get into rhythm, because it was not a great half for us. Great half for Red Bull, multiple chances. But with us, it was just like missed opportunities after missed opportunities, couldn't connect three passes together at some points, and overall just a worst half.
Yeah, it was not pretty on our end. At the same time, it was very physical. The ref really didn't have a handle on this match at all. The cynical stuff won the day in the first half and the second half. So Flo a lot of times was busted up because of some of the calls. Very inconsistent. Very inconsistent. Of course, then what? You know, we didn't really create enough to really even look like a threat. It was pretty bad. Kamara was out there, but really wasn't getting on the end of much of anything. More due to service than anything else. What he did get a hold of, there wasn't much quality in it. It was pretty rough to see. And the only guy with a little bit of bravery in this thing, at least trying to get some offense going, was Bogus, who was now back in the midfield. Tough one to watch, that's for sure. You could see the chess match at some points in this game. You could see the tactics playing themselves out, canceling themselves out. Just unfortunate that we were down because of the own goal situation, because of the change that required, and they weren't ready for it, let's be honest, which is, you know, brutal, true, but defending is defending. You should know what the heck you're doing, I would think. But that was the first half. Not the most impressive thing, that's for sure. Of course, second half gets a little bit more exciting. Especially for us, right? It's a bit of a show from a distance for all of us, but yeah, I'll go back to you, Antoni. Second half, what were our highlights?
Second half, 67th minute, after a actual legit foul, touched the ball of a play, didn't have to lean into it from Bwanga. penalty called at the spot, went to VAR, and it was announced on TV. When you watched the replay, we didn't hear it in stadium. Maybe people outside of 3252 heard them, but we didn't hear it in the north end, which was great, which was good. Again, it's NFL, and I believe, and then most of the football outlets were talking about it, and they actually enjoyed that. So they know what was going on, what was happening, like why this person got a red card or this person got a penalty kick or any or everything like that. So 67th minute, Bwanga scores and ties it in 1-1. And then I'm talking about this substitution just because, like, if you watch the game, you understand. I wish it was earlier this happened or later this happened instead of switching people who came in. So Kamara comes off and Ordaz comes in. And Ordaz did an okay game. But the reason I bring this up is because like it was a great game and stuff like that up until that point. And then of course Forsberg, weird to say, because I'm so used to saying that name and hearing that name in hockey in the 90s for the Avalanche, Colorado Avalanche, ends up scoring to put us up, to put them up 2-1. And I'm just like, great, this is where we lose the points. This is where everything goes in. And in the 89th minute, Oliveira gets substituted off and Mueller gets subbed in. And the impact Mueller have off of one play was very welcoming. He knew where the ball was. He didn't hesitate what to do with the ball. He just instinctively shift the ball to his left foot, saw the opening, shot it, and almost scored. And I thought that was going to be it. I just had my hand on my head when that happened, but it was just very promising. And it's like, okay, this is why he's playing. We have him and we got him. Yes. Moo moo. But he was not the savior or the hero of the game. That was Mr. Dini Bwanga. After a corner kick bounces out, he finds it in the left side of the field. If you're in the north end, and ends up just curling it. I think there was a little bit of contact with the defender. It's like it was such a quick in, but he scores it and puts us up and ties it 2-2, and we end up with a point, ending the game, making it a frustrating, stressful game after that. Again, most of us expected us a tie or a loss, and we came out with a point.
I will say this. The goals that we scored were hard fought for. Let's be real. They were brutal to get to. It's hard to break down the Red Bull. The goals that they had, let's be real. Let's be dead honest about this. They were both dead plays. One was a mistake by a defender off of a injury substitution. No warm-up. Good luck with that. Not an excuse, but then something to take advantage of. And then a ball that just squeezes out on the back post and Forsberg just happens to be there. Not like it was a set play. It came off of one of our players' foot first. It's a junk goal. It's a scrap goal. Yeah, we should have been better on the play. We should have executed. That is true. But it's still a cheap turnover. Two cheap ones, okay? Which is something we need to address more than they need to address, right? But they didn't quality play us off the field. They didn't score screamers or make us look like a bunch of fools in terms of burning our guys. It was two goofball goals. Now, if that's all they're going to produce off of us on a team that was in flux because of some injuries, there's definitely room for improvement on our side. Again, I didn't expect it to be pretty. I didn't expect it to be beautiful. I knew what they were going to bring to the game against us. I'll take the draw on the day, but man, you know, if we were a little more tight, it would have been a win for us on the day, and that's tough. It is definitely tough, like Tony says. I'll take it. Man, it could have been better. Could have been better. Araceli, the results are what they are. Do you expect a good bounce back against Portland?
Well, before I answer that, I just want to say this for the record. I think I am the one that said that when we first signed Mueller to LAFC 2, we would be seeing him in the first team eventually. Like, I just had that feeling. Did I expect it this soon? No. But to see him at least get his moment to shine, granted it was only for maybe, like, not even 2 minutes, it's still a good step in the right direction, in my opinion, and just a testament to how powerful of a player that he actually is, because we've been seeing that on the LAFC 2 side for the last 7 weeks. But to kind of answer your question, I think that now that we're starting to see players like Mueller, and we have these situations of the Murillo and Long being injured, there is a possibility for them to bounce back, considering Portland isn't a strong team at the moment. And to kind of circle back of which player from LAFC 2 could possibly fill that empty role for center back, the one that came to mind was Diego Rosales. I did look him up to kind of confirm it. Out of 7 matches, he started 4 of them. He's played the full 90. He's had significant moments and setting up goals for Ordaz and Mueller. And he's even been on the bench for the first team for, I believe, 2 matches now. So he would be my top pick as a possibility to fill that role. But with that being said, with Portland coming up very soon, I think there's always a chance that they can bounce back, but it's like we said with any other team, you can never underestimate them.
No, it's a wounded animal. Let's be honest. They haven't won in 5. So yeah, we'll talk about it further, but on our side, yeah, I honestly, we think they think we're the weaker side. We'll talk about who they're missing as well. I see opportunity on our side. That's for certain. Definitely opportunity. I know Bam's been kind of cutting in, cutting out on the road. Let's see if he can hear us at this point. Bam, can you hear us right now?
I can.
All right. Your takeaways from the match against Red Bull, long-term concerns or grinder type of match against the high-end side?
A grinder type of match against the high-end side. Obviously, the injury in the 8th minute hurt us, and having to put a sub on that wasn't warmed up, wasn't ready. He's got a cracking header, I'll give him that. Just the wrong goals. But, you know, it was a match that we kind of hoped would get the 3 points for. A draw seemed like going into it, we all would have taken a draw. Going against New York Red Bulls, who are a very strong team, would happily take a draw in that. But 3 points would have been that little bonus. So coming out of it, getting a draw was okay. The concerns are obviously the injuries, especially going into our next game against Portland, which, yeah.
Yeah, never the best thing against a rival. Because they are a rival. Let's be honest. Portland is a rival. We play them dirty every time. They play us dirty every time. It's a rival.
Definitely. Especially seeing what I just looked out for, too.
Yeah, they've got issues, too. And we'll definitely cover that. Yeah, so that's pretty much how the Red Bull match went. Again, we're bummed we didn't get the 3 points. My expectations early on were that we probably weren't going to get 3 points. But, hey, we got the one. We got to move on from that. We got to build on that. And that's pretty much where it's at. Now, let's move on to LAFC 2. Araceli, what's going on with the LAFC 2 side?
No new update since LAFC 2 did have a bye week this past weekend. I guess the only real update is us seeing Luis Mueller making his first team debut. But moving forward, LAFC 2, they will be back at home this Sunday with a 1 o'clock kickoff as they host Timbers 2 at Titan Stadium. The match will be streamed on MLS Next Pro's website if you're unable to make it. And just like how I've always said in the past, these kids are clearly our future, as we've seen this past weekend and the days leading up to it. So if you're able to make it out to a match, I highly, highly encourage you to go. They are a lot of fun. And yeah, I mean, it's just been great to watch their growth and just seeing how much has changed in the last couple of weeks.
There it is. Yeah, I mean, they're maturing in front of us, let's be honest. Taking opportunities, doing well with the opportunities. I really hope the young man builds off of this. And maybe we'll see him feature against Portland. Maybe we'll see him feature in both games if the minutes are limited. Kind of expect that these days. So, good on him. You know, he did look the part. So that's nice to see. All right. Now that we've got our LAFC 2 update all squared away, let's get to the comments from you guys. I do see a couple comments. It's not a big busy night tonight, that's for sure, but there's still a few out there. All right, so let's see. We've got AG on here. Nice. Jason Arellano, old school veteran of the Heart of LAFC podcast. So what's up, guys and gals? Finally got to take my daughter to the game this past Saturday. She loved it. Good to hear, Jason. Excellent. The more she gets to come out with you, the better. We know that. That is for sure. I like this, and this is a good comment because we didn't speak up enough about him in our post. But the Nevus says Chanot should be a starter. He was a wall. And I will agree. I think the other thing that impressed me about Chanot, again, there's physicality with his play. He times runs very well in terms of what the other side is going to do. And he also distributes. He can ping the ball pretty good distances. I don't worry too much when it comes off of his foot because I know exactly where it's going to go. That was nice to see. That was refreshing to see from one of our center backs to have that kind of crisp passing. Because we've been not the greatest at that lately. He looks the part. He definitely looks the part. Of course, the Nevus also mentions the other center back that'll probably be playing this week. And of course, that would be Segura. And he says, Segura should not have even been in the squad. Yeah, he didn't look ready on the day. That's for sure. It was definitely unfortunate. We know he's a bit of a project because of the knee injury. He did get exposed this match. That's for sure. Let's hope that a week under his belt, knowing that he's going to actually be in the lineup and to prep for it, we'll see a little bit better from him. We know what he used to do. You know, we just got to see if we can get back to it. It's hard. That's sure. So that's it for comments right now. It's a little bit brief from you guys. That's for sure. If you got anything you want to throw in, please, please do. Again, you guys are the lifeblood of this thing. We love to hear what you guys have to say. I see Robert Espinosa did pop on here. So he did say another one. We got from Robert. He says, Mueller looks good. That shot opened up the defense enough to get the draw. It did. That's it, right? Keep them honest. That's all we're asking for from these guys. Is sometimes a missed shot or an intentional shot on goal that you know is going to be saved can change the game, especially the far post ones. They do something, right? It creates chaos. Putting the ball in the mix kick creates chaos, and that's all you need in some of these cases, especially late when there's tired and sluggish legs out there. Good on him. Yeah, we're all happy with him. We knew early on from what we were hearing with LAFC2 there was something special here. Araceli was quick on the draw with this one. No doubt about that, telling us there's something special here. And guess what? There is. So let's see him build off of that. I would not be surprised if he got minutes in the next one. And we'll preview that too. So thank you, Robert. We'll catch you guys later in the episode as well for more comments. Keep them going, guys. We'll definitely put them up tonight. All right. Looking forward to it. You know what time it is, folks. It's community news. Tony, what is going on in the LAC community, sir?
Nothing too much. We did see that we did have the run club yesterday. You know, it was a good turnout from what I saw. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it. Of course, we have 3252 membership still available. If you haven't signed up, please sign up. If you have part of an SG and or want to donate and get a cool scarf in the end of the process, everything helps. 3252 build with TIFOs, drum repair, banners, and everything. So if you can do that, please sign up when you can. The 3252 2024 art show with Black Army, AIM, and 3252 is still on June 30th. Submissions are still available. If you need anything, just hit up BAGivesBack@gmail.com. The Mo Fossil Futsal Court is still going on. So if you can donate, please do. It's at lafc.com/mof-fossio. whatever you can do, let's get this built, this court built finally. I know it's been a process, but hopefully this can get built. And of course, tailgates for this upcoming game, since it is a home game. Everyone will be there, get there early, especially with the new collaboration with Bicep Boys dropping. That if you guys didn't see, it will drop tomorrow on their website and MLS store, and then also will drop at 12 noon at the team store. So yeah, that is all for community news.
Happy hunting, LASC faithful. We always know how these drops go. They're pretty wild. So again, may the odds be in your favor if you are jumping on that, especially to our listeners. All the best with that. There's some cool stuff. The hat's pretty awesome.
Yes,
the hat brim is really cool.
Yeah, I kind of
like it. Yeah, Tony's going to go for that. Hopefully he gets it. We root for him. I'm too cheap. I'm not buying one, but he'll make it happen. So that is what's going on with community news. I don't really have anything else to add to it. Black and Gold Vinyl Club Minute. We kind of were joking last night, so I said, what the heck, let's just run with it. And the guys are going to laugh at me. But if you're on Instagram right now, there's this video that just keeps popping up continually and continually and continually. So I said, what the heck, we'll just play that artist and have fun with it. Right? It's stuck in everyone's head, and when you scroll, it hits you. So basically, there's this little raccoon, Pedro. Y'all know. Trust me, if you have it. You've seen it.
It's not Pedro. That's not the raccoon. That's Pedro. It's the nerd in me. The raccoon go to another EDM song. It went really well with this song. It's a remix to an old Italian song, and just made more house.
And it's everywhere. And it, dude, my kids are loving it a little too much. I'm loving it a little too much because it's just hilarious. And we'll all hate it in a week, but it's cool. The song, the remix, I'll mention the remix. Single is Pedro. It's Jack Somi with Agatini Romero and Rafaela Cara. There you go. So we're going to do that one because y'all are going to get away from that this week. So you might as well know who the heck's, you know, provided that earworm. So there's your earworm. Bam's just laughing, but he can't show it. So there it is. So that's our Vinyl Club album of the week. I just couldn't help myself. And let's move on to Portland Timbers. All right. Timbers are coming to town. Oh, yeah. Familiar foe. It's not like we haven't played them 5 years ago. It was what? Last week? 2 weeks ago? Whatevs. Soon enough to be annoying, right? Mm-hmm. We don't like to play them a lot. We really don't like to play them a lot. But when we do, at least it's a heavyweight fight. So they're coming to town. Fine by me. Let's make it happen. Of course, the last game we played against them was very controversial, very crazy up in Portland, where our old friend Max, who was friendly enough to visit the 3252 as they were marching to the match, decided to do us another favor and get himself red carded. Not like we took advantage of it, let's be honest, and we ended up with a draw on the road. That's it, right? I mean, not much else to take from it except, you know, missed opportunities. Lots of them. To end up with another 2-2 draw. We seem to like that scoreline for some reason. Yeah. But now they've had their own issues as well. After playing us to a 2-2 draw, guess what they did? Oh yeah, they also played to a 2-2 draw. Why are we so similar sometimes? In this case, though, it was against the defending champion Columbus Crew, in the Crew's house. That's pretty impressive, let's be honest. And that's where we are at this point. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to jump off quickly. I might not make it back on. So I just want to say to everyone, all listeners, thanks for listening again. I'll be on next week. Stay safe. Peace out.
Love you, man. We'll see you soon. Yeah, as you know, he was commuting home. So a little tough. But I definitely want to say hi to you guys. So all love, ma'am. Safe travels, sir. We'll see you next week. That's for sure. All right. So I know we want to hear more from him. But that is what's going on for tonight. Again, they're sitting on a draw. We're sitting on a draw. They haven't won in five. And, well, we've still got a couple wins in the last five. So it's not all death for us. But they are desperate for a victory. What are they looking at in terms of lineup? Well, they've got a big injury. You know who we're missing. But they're missing Anthony. Okay? It sounds like he's going to miss this match. Zuparic as well, I believe, is going to miss this match for personal reasons. At least that's what it's listing. So they've got some missing parts. right? At least that's what I see. So, last match against the crew. They also played their 4-2-3-1. No shock there. In that case, it was Pantemis was in goal again, replacement goalkeeper because of the suspension to Max. Guess what? Max is back, so Max should be in goal this week. They had Miller and Araujo as their center backs. Last time I checked when we played them. Oh, yeah, the same. No change there. Bravo, Mosquera. Yeah, we know that one already. As their outside backs, no shock. Chara and Williamson were there with their central midfielders with Evander as the playmaker. And then Moreno and Rodriguez were their outside attacking midfielders. And Mora, of course, was their target man. Again, the big change, of course, was Anthony being out. He played against us. He won't be, it doesn't sound like he'll be playing against us this week. So it'd be Moreno, the likely choice. That's what it's looking like. Williamson, of course, I've always felt like lately their bench looks stronger than their starters. They're deep on that aspect. They're not, you know, tearing things up, but they still have a lot of talent. I think they're underperforming for the talent that they have and the depth that they have. I think that would be an accurate assessment. Araceli, what are your thoughts looking at their lineup? What's available? I mean, this is an underperforming team at the moment, right?
Oh, 100%. They've been underperforming for a while now, but it's just like how I said a moment ago, you can't underestimate them, even though they aren't favorable on paper. It's weird to say, but it is comforting to know in a really weird sense that they have injuries, we have injuries, so at least we're a little even on the playing field, but I don't know. It really does come down to what our roster is going to look like.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to come out. We're going to estimate it what it's going to look like tonight, of course. That's what we do. But there is mystery. We're not entirely sure. And we're probably all three going to have a little bit of difference in the lineups for our own side because of that. And at the same time, looking at what their side's going to offer is they're going to have to shuffle things too. They're going to be makeshift. They did play great in the last match. I know it was a draw, but, dude, it's a draw against Columbus. Come on now. That is impressive on the road. Trust me on that. We all know. We all know what it's like to play in Columbus. That is impressive. So there's something there. There's quality there. That could be trouble for us. Looking at some of the names that came in, like Williamson went out, Paredes came in. Yeah, not a drop-off. Not a drop-off. Mosquera came out. Eric Miller came in. Not a drop-off. Jonathan Rodriguez goes out. Oh, yeah, Darian Asprilla comes in. Again, when they make changes, it's not like they drop off. It just kind of stays steady. I know. So it's going to be hard for us. And, of course, Max, I'm sure, won't get red carded this time. You never know, right? He'll do his best not to get red carded this time, which will make it a little more competitive. And we did benefit from that, of course, because, well, that kind of killed their game. And they're having to take out somebody important to make up for that loss, which limited them. So now let's bring it back to us. Let's talk about us. What the heck are we going to do? And of course, guys, I want you to comment as well, if you can, on what you think the lineups are going to look like as well. And we'll cover that for you too. But what's it going to look like? What are we going to do with that back line? Are we stuck? Sounds like we might be. I go to you, Tony. I mean, we don't really have a choice outside of Chanot and Segura at this point, right?
Not at all, unless they're bringing up somebody from LAFC 2, or they sign someone in the next coming days, which is highly unlikely. And I didn't see anyone new in the training, so I think we're stuck there.
Yeah, it's going to make it a little tough for us, that's for sure. And I don't think we're going to pay three in the back. That ain't happening anytime soon. So... gonna be tough for sure. Araceli, do you think it's that those two, it's Chanot and Segura?
I think it will be that pairing, but I'm also predicting in a way that we are gonna possibly see Rosales come in as a sub, or just have him there if he doesn't start, because he has been on the bench for a while, so I think this would be the perfect opportunity to put him in.
Definitely. You might get some minutes from him. He'll definitely dress. He'll be dressed for this one, that's for sure. Now, maybe the other conversation.
More than 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
We'll see. I mean, even if it is 10 minutes, if Segura needs it, because Segura doesn't look like a 90-minute player. He came subbed in eighth minute or seventh minute, and then subbed out again before the game was over to lock things down. yeah, he doesn't have a 90 in him. So you're going to probably need to see him no matter what. Probably a safe bet. Now, outside backs is another situation, right? You have Hollingshead, you have Palencia. That's who's been getting the minutes. But you also have Omar Campos, who did finally get to play a bit in the last game. Didn't seem bad to me. It didn't seem like a big, huge liability. Do we go with the experience this time, or do we stick with, you know, a new face? Araceli, what are your thoughts on the outside back situation?
I see the I see them staying the same, because especially at this point with Hollingshead, he's more or less that's basically his spot at this point. Let's be honest. But with Ocampos, I see it being a similar situation where he'll come in the second half.
Yeah, FC Dallas flashbacks, right? For Hollingshead, that's just how it's got to be. Tony, do you think it'll be any changes, or you agree as well for the back line?
Hollingshead and Palencia, I believe so. Hollingshead is an automatic. It's just where is he going to play is pretty much the question at the time. Trying to think here, because it's just like thinking of how Portland plays. It's like, do you go with a little bit more youth? Again, mind you, they're not that much different age by a much, but I think Valencia's is actually a little bit of a better, safer bet. Campos has been on and off and inconsistent, so I'll probably continue.
There's still quality.
Yeah, right? There's still quality.
Skill on Portland, and they do like to use the dark arts, and you probably need an experienced player for that. I would think. Now, midfield, of course, last time, well, Atuesta got yellow carded last time against them, so it cost him the last game. I think we can all agree, consensus, Atuesta is back in the starting lineup. There's no way. Mm-hmm. It has to be. He's rested. He's pissed off. He wants to go after these guys. He doesn't like them either. So we need our heavyweight fighter out there, right? It's got to be that way. I think Sanchez is just your given. If he's healthy, he plays. No questions asked. So that brings it up to Tillman. We have consensus. Is this going to be Tillman, or is Bogus going back there again? I'll just do the quick check. Tony?
Tillman, why would you? He's the most, like, if consistent star player that we have and doing, like, and a lot. Yeah. Yeah, he's been decent. He's not like last year where he was kind of inconsistent. You didn't know which one you could get. Honestly, keep Tillman.
He's good. Araceli, you agree?
No, I agree, because I think moving him back is kind of wishful thinking at this point, because we know Shirondolo, once he has a certain formula going, those are kind of the typical mainstays. And to see him have, but just like how Tony pointed out, with his consistency, it just makes the most sense.
Which then brings us to the top line. And if Tillman is playing in the midfield and Atuesta is playing in the midfield, well, there you go. I guess Bogus is your center forward. Why would you expect any different? He scored against these guys. I don't see it any other way. And then Oliveira, Bwanga, kind of the expected starters on the outside. And Araceli, throw it back to you. Do you see any changes up top outside of that lineup?
I don't see any. It is pretty much a given.
Nah, me either. I'm in that camp. I know we want to see some new faces, though. There's some really exciting young players, but I think those are the substitutions for this game. Those will be the shocks, the substitutions. Tony, your thoughts? Are you going to be different front line this time?
Honestly, I would rather – I kind of want to see Muller. Like, we finally saw him on the pitch, what he can do with the big boys, and he impressed enough to maybe warrant a start, just because, fortunately, Oliveira is not – can't do the final half, the final third, and he – had one opportunity and, you know, took it, but it wasn't a hesitation. It was like, all right, there's the goal. Let's go. And honestly, I'd rather see what he can do with a full 90.
Dude, there were a few passes from Olvera in this game where he looked down and he just hit it. Didn't know where he was hitting it or who he was hitting it to. He just hit it. I watched that and just, it threw me, man. Like, I think I got triggered. Tony remembers it. Like, did he really just do that? He's not even caring. He's just throwing it in the mix. He cares, he does, but it was just, you know, so rash, man. Throws me off sometimes. I feel we're stuck in this setup. That's what Dodo wants, and he thinks the process, and sometimes the process works, right, guys? It has in the past. I think that's what he likes, and then you bring the speed in late. But we'll see. And of course, I can't see a game where you're not going to have Bogus on the field. Because as good as Tillman's played, Bogus has probably been better. Wherever you put him, he's been dynamic. You cannot have him out of the lineup. You're not going to play four in the mid, even though I'd love four in the mid. You're not going to do that. So, you know, your choices are put him up top or Tuesta sits or Tillman sits. It's all rough situations. I think because it's a grinder, Bogus goes up top. Then you get your subs later. Could be surprising this time. And I'll throw that to you guys as well. Are we more likely to see a Kamara substitution later in this game or a Mueller substitution or an Ordaz substitution? I mean, those are the three names I would think about that would all slot in that lovely position that, you know, we're concerned about. Tony first, I'll go to you, man. Who gets the first look? The old vet or one of the kids?
Depending who it is, I think it might be the old vet. Like I said, Bwanga did enjoy him actually playing with a true number nine, so that could be the first one. So I would probably say the old vet.
Yeah, I mean, one thing you can look forward to with Kamara is he will pull defenders off of your wingers. They have to respect him. He produces. They have to respect him. They can't just leave him be because he'll burn them more than any other guy that we can throw up there. The respect level exists. Araceli, I look to you. Your first substitution's youth or experience?
Play the kids. The kids need minutes. They need experience. I know I've been kind of on this Mueller train lately, giving him high praise, which he does rightfully deserve. But I rather see him as kind of a substitute because I don't think he's had enough experience to be a starter just yet. I just hope he gets more than 2 minutes this time around.
Let's hope. Let's definitely hope. So that's looking like our lineup so far. I do see a couple comments out there, so I'm going to throw that up there as well before we close things out on this lovely episode. Let's go there. All right. Let's see. Going up. AG says, really excited to see Mueller get some more minutes. There it is. Some love there. AG also says, Chanel came in a great time and he's going to have a run as a starter, it seems. Give credit where credit is due. This comes from our management, right? This comes from John. I mean, Chanel wasn't very happy where he was at. He needed to kind of move. Getting in there is pretty wise on our side, and now they're looking like they were predicting the future. I don't think they were, let's be honest, but dude, you had to buy insurance, and insurance paid off. Hey, what a thought. AG also says, after Giroud, what other players' positions would you look at for other DP slots? I mean, in reality right now, I'd be more than willing to take a right wing if we get Olvera off the field under his current form. I'm okay with that, even though I know we're like another winger. I know I can hear you guys. The groans are there. I've always wanted an attacking midfielder on this team. We've never actually had that guy. Maybe, but of course that would be a huge change to our lineup if that happened. But dude, could you imagine better service to our current setup up top? And if guys are hurt for a distance, center back might be another choice, but a DP slot for center back is a little bit wild. I'll go to you, Araceli. Your prediction on the DP, where do you think they're looking?
I agree with you. Attacking mid, it would be really beneficial for the current squad in the setup, but I'm not JT, so it kind of chucks down to wishful thinking. But if I had to pick one, I would go with attacking mid.
I mean, imagine it. If Atuesta and Ilya both played as low mids, and freed up that space for an attacking mid to plug right in there in front of them, man, we could cook, right? It'd be beautiful. It'd be fun to see. Who wouldn't want to see it, right? I mean, it would be perfect for us. It would fit. It would fix what ails us in many ways. But will we go there? I hope we do. Tony, your thoughts?
I would want an attacker. Just, you know, someone who can put the ball in the net, be physical. Not a number nine, but like someone close to a number nine, but can play off like
a right wing that's under 35, possibly, that's not spending his weekends at Coachella instead of training to prepare to come back.
Yes.
Oh, I went there. Yeah, that. Yeah, I mean, honestly, if we're moving forward, then I guess you got to really move forward, right? And pay the money and make it happen instead of having a temporary role there. There it is. So you see where Tony's at on there, attacking source. And it's just nice to have the luxury of having a DP and the option. I think we can all agree, like, even though we might need a center back support, guys are going to get healthy again. By June, everybody's fine. It'll be good. We'll be good in the back line again. It'll work out. Chanel's been a bit of a revelation, so shouldn't have been. I mean, dude's won an MLS Cup, but yeah, there goes that. All right, Marcial's on here too. Haven't heard from you in a little bit, but here we go. All love to you, sir. He's an old friend of mine, by the way. It says, Ismail Elfoth, the 2022 MLS Cup ref, will ref versus Portland. Yeah, as if we've never had bad experiences. Oh, wait. I could say a lot about pro lately, and it's not happy thoughts. So, okay. Well, that's who we're going to get. I know Ban would have a field day with that one, but that's who we got. AG says, Olvera gets so much playing time. We deserve someone more productive in that spot. And that's the thing. Like, I know what he brings to the table, and I know the belief is there that there's more upside on the way. Right. I think that's where everybody's like, well, he's young. It's gonna be a breakthrough. It's gonna happen. But then when you get the broken record thing, it kind of goes, well, wait a minute. So I feel you, man. I do, because I haven't seen that extra gear from him yet at all. I haven't even seen a semblance of or a moment where it's like, ooh, okay, that was that special moment. We haven't seen it yet. Not this year. That's for sure. Tony, I mean, have you seen anything like a breakthrough could come from him?
Not recently. Like, there was hope, and just last couple games is just something's not clicking. Maybe he does get over the hump and something does happen, and then this is just a little, you know, part of his career that he finally just needed to get over, but no.
Yeah, I fear that we're witnessing this current player's ceiling. This is what we get. Like, this is what he's got, which if you're coming off the bench, if you're coming off as a support player, you're coming off the press, he does all the work. No doubt. Dude's work rate is proper. It's not like a Brian situation where you could question it. You can't. He works his butt off. We know this. But the quality just doesn't, it's not changing. We're stuck. That's for sure. Like, there's not a gear there. Araceli, your thoughts on the player? And again, we love him. He's one of ours, but should we expect more at this point?
I'd say so. I mean, that's pretty much the expectation with any player, honestly. Yeah. But it's getting to that point of he either needs to be more productive or we need to start demanding a trade or something, because
something's got to give. Yeah, agreed. I totally agreed, without a doubt. Looks like we got a couple other funny comments here. AG says, JT got to convince Evander that LA is cooler than Portland. There's their number 10, right? I mean, we do get victimized by 10s. I wonder why. We could find better, though. We could find better. Lunch special, Gio. Giroud and Griezmann need to join already. Man, would you imagine that? That would be fun. I mean, Griezmann, that would be wild. One day. Not sure they're all going to be together, but one day. I feel confident in that. AG says, man, if Griezmann actually joins, it's going to be madness. Baguettes everywhere. Yeah, baguettes and us butchering names. Tony and I are going to struggle, right, Tony? It's going to be, that's going to be tough, man. I'm with you, dude.
Oh, we already struggled when we had to say, already going
to Bogush.
Not Bogush. Our new defender, Pudge. Chanel?
Chanel?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Chanel. Like, when we were like announcing names, half the North End, where, you know, you go like in number blah blah blah, and we're like, everyone's like, I was like, oh god,
this is no stupid. The best part of this, and nobody's talking about this, but when they went Maxime, I swear to god, I heard Crippo, like,
I believe,
and then
it.
They caught themselves, and I kind of turned around like, dude, they just automatic set in. It was hilarious, and a little sad at the same time. They'll learn. I know it's force of habit, but that's what I got. But y'all get it right. But we all got to work on the French. And his lunch special, Gio says, if they join, finally get Duolingo and learn French. Duolingo will be the story. That's for sure. And a lot of silent letters. But hey, we got to make it happen. AG agrees. That's going to be a weave for me, dog. It's an only LA comment right there. Love it. And Marcel, yeah, Maxime crept not. That was definitely what went down in the North End. It was pretty funny. I'm not dogging you guys. I get it. It's habit. It's definitely habit. It's a good laugh. We'll learn. All right, guys. Thank you for the comments. Again, always handling like you do. Thank you for that. And if any of you guys want to jump in next week on the next episode, don't hesitate. Again, if it's a wild comment, if it's a conservative comment, it does not matter. We love everything you guys say. And we definitely want to tackle it. Again, if it's concerns are coming from the faithful, for sure we want to have that as a conversation. So there it is. Thank you guys. I think the last thought I'm going to throw out this way, just in terms of the game, Araceli, what do you need to see from our boys to get a result on Saturday?
No more silly mistakes. Plain and simple.
Keep it simple, right? The KISS method applies. Is that what we're saying?
Basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. That would be it. Tony?
Putting the ball in the back of the net.
Yeah, finishing. Wow, the basics of football. Don't put the ball in your own net. Put it in the other guy's net. Not much to it. It really isn't. Of course, we all make it more complicated than that. Right, but that's all we ask, is keep it out of your own net and do it in the other guys. Get funky with it. Let's make it happen. Love it, guys. All right, guess it's the time for the big thank you, and it is. We are definitely signing off for the night. We are thankful for all of you, which now gives us our final thoughts. Araceli, final thoughts.
Same as always with any home game, and with another one this weekend. Just don't be stupid. Please don't be stupid. We know we say this every week, but honestly, keep an eye out on each other. Always have a plan B if you plan to be out late, whether that's asking a friend to give you a ride home or using Uber or whichever. But as always, stay safe and enjoy the game. And don't forget about LAFC 2 on Sunday.
Ding, 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 ding. There it is. Thank you, Araceli. Again, taking care of business, getting us up to date on LAFC2 in the middle of the night, getting it done. You rock. Thank you. Tony, your final thoughts, my friend.
Final thoughts is be careful out there. I know last game wasn't the greatest from videos I've seen. There's probably a lot of different things going around, so... just be safe, be responsible, drink responsibly, and smoke responsibly, like I said last time, so we don't have these situations. But of course, also make sure you watch out for, you know, your mates and your friends, because you never know what they're going through. So talk to them, have a conversation, you know, enjoy a beverage of alcoholic or non-alcoholic with them whenever you can, and, you know, let's hopefully get 3 points, put ourselves back on the road. So that way when we're going up north, we're on a high instead of a low.
Yeah, we're gonna need that momentum. Agreed, sir. Agreed. Of course. I'll throw it out there too to you guys. Have a good time at the tailgate. Not a great time, because we need to have a great time in the North End. We have a great time out there. It's one to forget in the North End. So, yeah, definitely reserve some of your strength for the game itself. They're going to need it. It's Portland. It's never going to be easy against them. They're going to be very frustrating. We need to give them hell. That's what we do. Remind them of whose house this is. We saw what their supporters could do on their end. Yeah. And they're going to be enforced. I guarantee that. Portland Timbers always show up with fans. So guess what? You got someone to sting against this time. Bring your A game. Bring your A game. Outside of that, of course, look out for each other once again. This is a big game for us. We need the good news, not the bad news. So add to the good. That's for sure. All right. On that note, as we walk away from this one, from another amazing episode, thank you, thank you, thank you. Final word, Air Selling.
Stay golden.
Tony.
Stay golden, Los Angeles.
And for me, to all of you, stay golden, Los Angeles.
Thank you for listening to the Heart of LAFC. Make sure to leave us a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher. Shoulder to shoulder, the black and gold is taking over.